Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar-Free. First-round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
The Rise Guys Morning Show.
Best morning show on the radio. That's why you guys are still around and the competition's going.
The Rise Guys Morning Show rules.
Hey, you put some thought into this one.
But I'm over here dancing like a baby having a stroke.
No, you're dancing like, what was that? Schoolhouse Rock? Where the way that the kids would do the, that's yeah. What you were dancing like.
I'm just a beer.
Hold on, let me click this screen here. Okay, we're going to talk about things and stuff. 1-800-774-0093. Why things and stuff? Because there's no central kind of topic or starting point with this other than a series of events that we're all aware of.
Yep.
And
which we said was not going to subside for a long time.
No. So I guess we start first. I think we start first with Jimmy Kimmel, who has now been relieved of his duties at ABC. They pulled him from his show after the you know I was just saying the other day, you hadn't heard much out of the FCC in a while.
Nope.
You hadn't heard about any big fines, nothing like that. The FCC chief pressured the stations that, so you know how that works. So like CBS, you know, they have WSPA, that's their station. Like, we're owned by Odyssey, you know, which is with an A. It's not with an O. It's with an A. Like audio, Odyssey, with a C in there as well.
The TV affiliates.
Yeah.
One particular group that owns several of the stations were really vehement about this happening. And so they've... Two reports. One says suspended indefinitely. This one says preempted indefinitely. Is that jargon for we're going to take some time apart and you know you never get back together? Or is this like they, you know, a great example, Hulk Hogan there for a while. WWE took him out of the Hall of Fame. He didn't exist. They never mentioned. They took him off the commercials. And then once everything kind of settled down a little bit and apologies were released and things, well, he's back, brother.
It's like when Paul talked about Vince in the curtain call. Vince told him, he's like, look, I got to do something. I got to punish you somehow. The Hogan stuff was tricky.
Yeah.
But we saw something play out yesterday publicly that I didn't think we'd see. Obviously, it happens privately all the time. You know, calling in the favors, wielding the power.
Right.
What I found out who the FCC chair is now, young guy too.
Yeah, I used to keep up with stuff like that, and it really didn't matter. Like I used to know who Ben Bernanke was, you know.
Yep.
Like I used to like keep up with Ben Bernanke.
He was a Jeep high when I last kept up with the FCC head, and it's not him anymore.
And before that, it was Powell.
Yep.
I don't even keep up with it anymore.
I imagine this is it.
Yeah, well, I mean, they're saying that the show has been axed from ABC as well, so it's not just pulling him.
He took some time off last summer, just a big chunk. I would imagine like something like this. He's probably like, you know what, I'm good.
Well, I also looked up the give and take of that. And what I mean with that is, what does he bring them? We've all talked about how all of the shows, I mean, do we liken it back to our childhood when, you know, you had Johnny and you had Dave and you had Leno and Arsenio Hall? Do you think about those golden times with, you know, even like Arsenio would work in some social stuff.
Yeah.
Johnny didn't. Dave teetered around with it every once in a while. He would more or less bring on guests that he knew would.
Yeah. Leno said perfectly, you got to poke both sides equally.
Yeah. And it seems all of them were kind of going almost like Saturday Night Live has, and I still watch it. So that's where, you know, you make decisions about stuff like, okay, does it bother me enough to not want to watch it or whatever? Like, Saturday Night Live, they have a certain agenda, I feel like, that they push more than the other one. But it never, like, bothered me to, like, well, I'm not going to watch it anymore. But those shows, those late-night talk shows, I never hear them come up in conversation anymore. And you know what? Yeah. And many of you, and you have the right to say, well, I never hear people talk about radio shows anymore. That's fine.
Yeah.
I mean, like, that's well and good. In this case, though, he wasn't even number – he was getting beat by Colbert, who also is not being re-signed, correct?
Yeah, they ended that show completely. Just that time slot's going to something completely different.
So is it one of those things where
– God, I forgot about that.
They were looking at it like – because he had a hefty, like, $45 million contract.
Yep.
So – and also
– that was the reasoning, losing too
much
money.
Part of a, I won't describe this well, but basically, you know how you get points on the back end of a movie, or like food retailers will get shelf space. So he had like shelf space of TV production for ABC for future work. And also, you know, gets paid a lot to host the Emmys, I think, or whatever that was. So is it a way for an escape clause for them to get out of that contract, or is it really go down to freedom of speech?
This is a big argument. Is that left anymore?
Yes.
What does that mean?
It's so, and even, you know, I'm even picking my words wisely now, but as we always should. I mean, you should always, especially when you're trying to enhance it to try to be funny. I mean, not everything is funny, certainly. But when, you know, we talk about rights, and we talk about the right. And I'm not doing a left-right thing with that. We talk about rights that we have. Can't we always all agree that we agree with the rights that we agree with? So if I owned a wedding cake place and I didn't want to serve a wedding cake to this particular couple, that is my right to, if I chose to do that.
And you should have that right.
Tell me the difference. If I wanted to walk in there with no shoes on and no shirt, no dice.
No service.
They would not serve me. It's their right. Now, I went into the gas station Surfside Beach with no shirt on, a lot of shoes. I went to the grocery store with no shoes on as a kid.
How many people
had
used
grocery
to,
store feet?
How many people used to pull up to Charlie T's back in the day off the boat with just trunks on?
Oh, yes.
To get some wings.
So it's a right. And it's just like I go back to this, and I was talking about it last week with all the everything that was going on. I said, those two Marines that came in here, 15, I mean, it was coming back from Afghanistan or Iraq.
Yep.
The Iraq.
The opium fields.
Things such as. They stopped in here to holler at us before they even went home to Asheville. And the airport is right here, but that meant so much. And right at that time, there was a lot of flag burning going on. I said, that's just got to infuriate you. And he's like, one of them said, that's, you know, it's freedom of speech. He says, we defend that right as well. But it causes, you have to deal with the consequences of the surroundings that you live or work.
That's where it's blurred. That's where people preach now. Look, there's consequences, and there are. But when you get to a point of weaponizing positions and power, like it turns like into like a real, you know, state-run media.
But what has it ever been? Like in our line of work, and I tell people this all the time, there's no rule book. There's not the list of words.
I almost wanted to email the guy and say, hey, what's cool?
Have we got an update on the S word yet? Because everybody says it. Everybody says it. But even with that right there, like you want to say a certain, like I'll give you a silly example. And it's one of the ones that I will go to my grave not understanding. I can say breasts. I can say boobies. I can say tatas. I can say hoo-has. I can say all these different words. But that one that starts with a T just rubs us the wrong way. And nobody, I'm being very ironic and very analytical with this. But just think about that. Some power said we can't say that word. When most people, like, even if
vulgar.
And tatas is not? I mean, why is that one not?
I don't know.
You don't know. No one does.
You know, or spell it with an E.
It's the example of the stand-up comedian saying all the jokes, and then he says a joke, and it affects you personally, or it goes against your religious views or whatever. You won't laugh at that joke. And oftentimes, you might get up and walk out. That's your right to do that, too. If the business is over here serving the greatest food in the world, and you love it, but the service sucks, and they smoke, or I'm just thinking of whatever it could be. You have the right to say, I'm not going to go there and eat anymore. Just like people can say, using that platform to say things like, with the bolsterness I feel like I have, I even said, like, I'm very conspiratorial. Very. You know that. Yeah. And the day after everything happened with Charlie, I was getting all these videos. Some of my best friends were sending me these videos. Hey, what about the hand gestures and all that stuff? And I'm like, man just died. Like, this is, you got to, you know, this is where the whole too soon thing came from. I mean, there is some truth to that. There is some too soon stuff, especially when on the same day his wife has posted a picture on or video with her kneeled down crying by his casket. And so while I appreciate what you're saying, weaponizing the power, his power, he's weaponizing. What good did that do? Like, what good would saying something like that do? How does it make anything better? How does anybody saying, there's going to be consequences if you do it, that's not also so good either.
I think they crossed the line when they said the consequence was, and Sinclair, one of the biggest distributors of his show and the affiliates that carry it, the apology is okay. If they say he has to make an apology, you know, he won't. I would imagine he won't. But when they say you got to make a sizable donation to Turning Point USA to get your job back, like, I would say, no, I'm not doing that if I were him. Like,
they said that?
Yeah. So that's what it would take, an apology and a sizable donation to Turning Point USA. Then you get into the, we're in unprecedented times, man. We're at the point to where have to be careful how I say this.
I know.
The Charlie Kirk situation is terrible. He shouldn't have died. But I feel like people are going to use that situation to a point to where it doesn't matter who shot him or who killed him. I think that's going to be pushed to the side. Now they're going to use it as a jumping off point for some major type of retaliation as far as wielding power, silencing people and whatnot. And it's, you know, it's one of those scapegoats, you know, they use it for. Like, it's bad that he died. It's awful he got shot and he got assassinated. But, you know, how can anybody use it for the benefit? Not just a certain side. You'll see people from both sides using it for whatever they can get from it.
Okay, so that's... I did not know about the donation to that. But how many times since the 90s have we heard people say things that, you know... Like, I'll give you another example. Of course it's going to go to wrestling. That when Hulk Hogan had his, you know, thing where it was caught on video with him saying what he said, and Mark Henry, former guest of the show, Sexual Chocolate, the strongest man in the world at one point, Olympic gold medalist. Gold or silver?
I think he did win gold.
He said that he went to Hulk Hogan and said that he would like to take him on a tour of black colleges and like Hulk to address the students and apologize to each of those. And Hulk said he would do an apology, but he's not going to go on tour with it. Because then that's also becoming a thing.
They're going to continue Kirk's tour schedule with a different speaker, but you know it's not the same. You kind of lose that.
How many times did people say stuff and suddenly, you know, even saying this will be taken away? But like, even, you know, how many times did people have to go apologize to Jesse Jackson, Reverend Al Sharpton, or Gloria Allred? People that didn't even live in the community. They had to go get their anointment that everything's okay. Make a donation of this. The donation. I mean, does that mean it? I think what happens is your word is your bond. And when you overspeak or overstep and the majority says, no, we don't like that, we have the right to not give you a job because of it, that's also a right. It's the give and take. That's the ebb and flow of that whole thing with rights. Like, you know,
we don't respect them. We don't respect other people's rights.
We don't that disagree with what we think.
We want to make them suffer somehow for having a belief or an opinion. We want to take their jobs from them, expose them, publicly embarrass them.
Like, I saw this yesterday. It's all this coupling of all these different things. You know, it's not just here either. I told you about everything that's going on in England and everything. An American tennis star, Taylor Townsend, says she will do better in the future after sparking outrage for her take on traditional Chinese dishes. She is in Shenzhen right now for the Billie Jean King Cup Finals. She posted a video on Instagram where she expressed her shock in the food that was made from frogs and turtles, asking, who eats this stuff? Crazy wild people. Preference of food. Let me tell you something right now. I hate sushi. Gosh. I hate it. I like tempura. I ain't saying nothing about the people. I don't like onions unless they're fried in rings form.
That's a lot of us.
It's preference.
I feel like a part of that, her situation too, is generational and upbringing. Like, you got to know where you are. You got to know the room, right? If you're in a foreign country.
She posted it on Instagram.
You can't have an opinion in a foreign country that's, you know, besmirching of people that live there.
But you weren't talking about the people. You're talking about, well, I guess. You're
talking about the food.
Food.
Yeah.
She said, what kind of people eat this? Crazy wild people.
It's like somebody came over here and said, oh, this chicken sucks. Like,
they do.
Fat people eating all this chicken.
They do.
Here,
like, losers. We're the running joke in the world right now. And I don't give a damn. I'd rather live here than there. That's fine.
Yeah, luckily, somebody said that in a free country. But, like, you know, when you go over there.
Yeah.
Most of our children and people are obese.
Plus, what good does that do? What are you trying to... Okay, your opinion's out there. Are you trying to... It's like your example. You make the cakes. I come in, say I'm a big gay dude. Like way gay dude.
If.
And I want the cake and you don't want to serve it to me. Okay, I get it. I'm not going to try to, you know... I'm not going to change your mind if I publicly embarrass you or try to close your place down. Mm-mm. It's going to make you more pissed off, if anything. I'll just go to somewhere else. I go to Gay Cakes or somewhere. I'll make my own. Like,
right.
If you don't want to make it, that's cool.
That's inspirational. You learn to become a baker and you start making gay wedding cakes.
Gay cakes.
That would be an inspirational Disney movie.
We can't leave well enough alone. We got to make people suffer.
I'm definitely not complaining at a restaurant because, you know, you're going to get spit food.
Or you'll get somebody's nut fuzz on your steak.
Well, I mean, this was after she had eaten, though. She posted it on her Instagram. She wasn't going into the street screaming. She was just saying, like, you know, what if Paige says, I don't like redheaded men?
I've heard her say that, actually.
You haven't?
But again, you can walk into your office today when you get to work after your stressful drive, and you can go and say, I hate people. And everybody's going to be like, God, I know, me too. We are all people, but I agree, I hate people. But if you take it to a certain level with that hate, and you don't hate everyone, but you hate a certain amount of people, then you're bad. We agree that we hate people, but we don't like, and we will not ever say we don't like individuals.
And why we hate them?
We will go after hair color. We'll go after body size. We'll go after the car they drive, the house they live in, the money that they make, the woman that they date, the man that they live with. But if you say anything about anything else, do people with blue eyes catch crap?
No.
Do people with green eyes catch crap?
They should, but they don't.
Yes.
Albinos, I bet, have a tough time. I bet they do.
We get personal with it. I'm about to sound like a big hypocrite. And I know I just said what I said.
Everything about, you know, that we say is because it's hypocritical, because the thought of rights is hypocritical. Because to deal with the rights, there's going to be a little bit of rigmarole that goes with it. And it's going to step on some others. But at the end of the day, in a democracy, the majority wins. And if guy whose wedding cake place that won't serve to gay people goes out of business, the community decided they didn't want to go there. They didn't shut him down. They didn't dox him because they didn't want him there.
There's no unity for the common good anywhere.
I know what I said about people, you know, not forcing people's opinions to change because you don't agree with them. But, you know, if anything could happen from all this, if people are losing their jobs anyway, maybe it could force us all to kind of be a little more sympathetic to everybody when something big happens. Like, you just kind of take time, pause, process it before reaction, you know, tweets, messages, posts.
I agree. Even on a personal level, y'all know you've worked with me all this time. I used to fire off some mean-ass emails. I did. I'd read an email that would piss me off from, like, management or maybe one of y'all, or maybe. Yep. I mean, I'm really y'all, but I would just fire back, and then I'd read it later like, good Lord.
Dude,
sounded awful.
I want to talk to the fired Southside teacher, the Clemson professors fired, Coastal, when they fired. I want to talk to all these people and say, you had an opinion, but you lost a job over it.
Is it worth it to walk away with your dignity?
Was it worth it to say all that? You lost your job, your livelihood. Now you still feel the same way. You can have an opinion, but you had to have known what was going to happen. People are out for blood now, you know, so to speak. Probably not the best term, but, you know.
Well, there's no easy answer to this other than kind of what you said there, empathy. Like, you know, even with – I'll go a step further. Even with the thing in Charlotte with the train. You heard what that guy's mom said. She had to rid herself of her son because she couldn't handle him anymore, the guy that murdered the young girl. That's his mom saying that. Imagine how that feels to be a mother, and you've got to say, I didn't want to be around him either. I tried to distance myself from him because, you know, I'm paraphrasing that. You put that shoe on the other foot. Even if you despised everything Charlie said, Charlie Kirk, people even saying that, why are we just calling him Charlie now? Okay, Charlie Kirk, think of them kids. Think of that wife. Think about that. I mean, even the person you hate at work, because you know one of you got somebody you hate. Have the empathy for their family and kids. They got to deal with them when they get home. I mean, just shoe on the other foot kind of thing.
It's unfortunate. You can see a lot of people with a lot of power use his situation, his death, in the wrong way. Not as a memorial, you know, memorialization.
Memorial is a tough word.
But as a tool, as a weapon.
Well, what is the news, you know?
Yeah.
What is the news without a bad storm on the way or whatever? Like, that's that thing. Keep us tense. Keep us worried. Yeah. That's why I don't watch a lot of that crap. I mean, it makes my life a little easier.
But if you're Kimmel in this situation with his – look, he can financially walk away. You're probably done, right? At this point, you feel like – look, you're not going to change the guy's mind. He's always been, you know, anti-MAGA, anti-right. So he's going to say what he's going to say, but, you know, just – he ain't going to come back and – not after all this.
And as a comedian, I don't think you should be pigeonholed that way. I will say, do I lean one way more than the other? Yes. Do I poke fun at both sides? Absolutely. The Trump impersonator we had on here, dude. I mean, like,
it was great.
Come on. Do I go a little more on the other? Yes, I do. Because in my heart, that's really who I am. And I'm not going to be fake and authentic. Even if, you know, I would still have my opinion on that. I really, really would. It's not a character. I mean, it's like it's how I feel. But I also know how it feels having going through life where things have went awry and really, really bad, and been on the other side of when, you know, news and stuff was involved. What an awful time. So wear both shoes on both feet. Think about if you were years down the road. His kids might read your comment you said about their. I mean, that's just.
It's easy for me to do, but you know, I'm not in a marginalized group, so I can't speak for everybody else. I'm not black. I'm not gay. I'm not a woman. They got it worse. Allegedly. They got worse than I do. Being a white guy in America, like I don't like. It's just I'm not marginalized.
See, just saying that is insulting to some people.
Well, I mean, like I don't know how else to. I don't have to worry about you know, gay rights. Minorities, you know, civil rights, human rights that they face, women and abortion. I mean, that's the ultimate conflict, especially, you know, Christian women. How do you balance, you know, your religious beliefs with a woman's rights?
Right.
Like, I don't have to deal with all that.
Well, that's where you have to decide on your, I know we're very late. You go on your own personal journey and you kind of decide like, okay, this was how I was raised, but this is how I feel, this is what I think. Who am I? What do I think? And then you, even on your kids, I mean, you raise them as you want, you raise them the way you want to raise them, but then when they go out on their own, I mean, you did your part.
That's tricky too. Just like when we see kids in foreign lands like the Middle East walking around with like machine guns, it's odd to see kids at political rallies here.
Dude.
Holding signs.
My grandma and grandpa were working at 6 and 7 years old. I mean, that was.
What?
Yeah. My daddy was working at 9.
At 6 and 7 years old.
At a peach orchard. Yeah. There were no rules for that stuff then. I mean, we ain't that far removed from the stuff. A lot of it, we're not that far removed. But at the end of the day, do you not think we're all here for a reason? And do you think the reason has anything to do with being mean and hateful to anybody? Even if you don't like them, even if they're wearing that ugly orange Clemson jersey?
No.
If they're wearing that atrocious Gamecock garnet? You see them at first and he's like, ugh. It's like they're wearing gang colors. They don't agree with me. You know what? You picked a side, they picked a side. Are you going to fight about it?
What if I didn't go to college here? Why should I care?
You know what? That's worse.
I have something to say.
One number does it all on the TLC Motors text line at 800-774-0093.
That's communication.
This is the Rise Guys Morning Show.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Guys. The following was pre-recorded.
Hello.
All right.
Hello. This is Tom.
Well, why'd you dial me from a 27 number?
Elvin.
Huh?
Sure they don't sound like you.
This is Elvin.
What happened to your damn phone a while ago?
What are you talking about?
Huh?
What you talking about?
Huh?
What are you talking about?
I gotta tell you nothing. Do what?
What are you talking about?
What's the matter, you Elvin? Elvin?
What?
Oh, sh**.
I'll tell you right back on your phone.
I am hot.
Hot.
Oh, I know who you are.
Huh?
Yeah, I know your voice.
Who in the hell is this?
This is Tom.
What are you talking to?
Elvin.
Elvin. You done out with Eddie?
Do what?
You done out with Eddie?
No, I'm not waiting.
I like one thing.
Do what?
I like that private between your legs.
Yeah, I know you do.
Yeah, I know your voice. You go to hell, you hear?
You go to hell, you bastard.
You go to hell, you hear?
You go to hell, you hear?
Damn you, hear?
You get.
This is Tom.
Miss something? Download the free podcast at theriseguys.com.
Everything you need.
This is
yes!
The Rise Guys Morning Show.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5.
I know where I'm going to bet from now on.
Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
The Rise Guys P1 family. P1 means priority one.
P1s listen to the Rise Guys morning show exclusively. P1s know these numbers by heart.
800-774-0093.
You're listening to the Rise Guys morning show.
I love the Rise Guys.
Rise Guys.
When news matters, it matters where you get your news. It's Rise Guys Headlines.
Good morning, everyone.
I'm Paige.
I'm Paige, and our headlines brought to us by...
I know you do.
Gosling Electric. Oh, Lord. Well, if you think flying cars are a good idea, you might want to think again, because two flying cars crashed into each other in China on Tuesday while rehearsing for an air show. Good news, though. Both pilots are okay, but one of the cars burst into flames.
Was it a Tesla?
That I don't know.
They can fart. Your Tesla fought it. Yeah, I was trying to turn.
This is why it never, again, Back to the Future 2. Never will we have that. It won't ever happen. It's impossible. No. I mean, you think about a wreck like that, what's it going to do to the people down here?
I thought you were talking about the Jaws hologram in Town Square.
You know, they've got some stuff in Japan where that stuff is almost like that, where they're moving billboards where it looks like dinosaurs coming out of the building or something.
Dude, the Universal is that where the Nintendo World is now, the Mario World? That looks just like it.
It just comes out at you?
It's like you're in the game. You can punch the bricks. You can go through the levels. I think it's the Universal.
You ain't wearing, like, special glasses?
No, you don't have
you
to.
You ain't wearing?
He ain't wearing.
I mean, if traffic gets to be so bad, I wish I could have a flying car and just get up in the air and fly past that. That would be great.
You think you'd be the only one, though?
Yeah, that would.
Where's the lane at?
Okay, and you're right, because there'd be some other jerk besides me being a jerk getting up there and flying past everybody in traffic, and then there's a big...
Imagine what the zipper lane in the sky would look like.
Not only do you have an accident on the ground, but you have an accident in the sky.
Well, when we think about planes, we think about one taking off at a time. But if you go try to track a flight on the flight, there are planes everywhere. Mm. I don't know how you control that traffic.
Yeah, but you take.
And they're all up in the air, way up in the air at the same time, like on their own.
Imagine all those people in there in their own little tiny aircrafts up there at the same time.
Awful idea. We don't need flying cars.
No.
Awful idea.
No.
People can't even drive on the ground. Do you want to send them in?
I don't know if we need mopeds.
Really?
If you got 4 or 5 DUIs, probably shouldn't drive anywhere at that
you
point.
You should never be in the sky. Oh. Definitely not a pilot.
That would be
if
crazy.
You call Rob too much and have like if he blocks you after 4 DUIs, and that should be a sign. I'm not saying he would, but you know I would if I were him. I'm like I've helped this guy 4 times already. He's a sight.
Well, officials say they were performing stunts in formation. It got a little too close.
I mean, I don't get it. Air shows. I mean,
were they Shriners? Remember how they used to do their motorcycles and stuff? Well, I tell you. I'm amazed that there was not any like crazy Shriner massacres back in the day, because them dudes with their freaking fez on just.
And when's the last time you seen a group of Shriners together? I don't see them at parades.
At the meeting last night.
I don't see them anywhere, and I miss that part of parades. They get out there, they do their figure eights, weaving in and out, perfectly too.
I wonder if the city says, that's insurance. You know, you might hit a bystander or whatever.
That's probably what's happening in 6 Mile.
Stone Cold almost ran over that woman at WrestleMania on a Polaris.
You can't be you can't throw out candy to kids at 6 mile parades now. What's up?
No, because you'll hit them in the eye.
That must be what they're thinking.
And you got to also say that plastic might choke you if you swallow it. You got to do that too.
You're gonna lose firefighters. You keep on.
It's got red dye and it's gonna give you cancer. All right, enjoy. Happy Halloween.
We're taking joys out of parades now, man. Really, you can't throw candy to kids.
Well, as long as you got the joy, 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 where? Down in your heart. Where? Down in your heart. I got the peace that passes understanding down in my heart.
Where? Down in my heart.
Okay. It's for everyone.
Yeah, it's an awful decision. Well, let the firefighters throw candy out 6 mile.
A guy in British Columbia was pulled over earlier this month while driving.
Eh? Sorry.
Ooh, sorry.
Sorry.
Oh, gosh, sorry.
Was I going that fast?
Golly.
He was driving a Barbie vehicle, and he was busted for drunk driving in a little Barbie Jeep. And he was wearing aviator sunglasses, too.
Is it?
All the details.
At this point, does a cop's discretion come into... You're not going to hurt any other vehicle or anybody in a Barbie Jeep. You get yourself killed.
Well, so, they're out there protecting... I mean, why do they stop a drunk driver? So they won't hit anybody or kill themselves.
Because if you're a cop, don't you say to this guy, like, you're going to get... This is going to cost you thousands of dollars for being drunk in a freaking Power Wheels, dude. Really? Like, I'm going to try to help you out if I can.
Oh, wait a minute. It was a Power Wheel?
It was a Barbie Jeep.
Okay, I thought you meant like a Jeep that was pink. Oh, my God.
Like, I mean... You're not going to hurt anybody else but yourself. You'll get run over.
Oh, man.
It goes 5 miles per hour.
Jesus.
It's like, you remember that video?
My bad.
The little, he's like, I don't know if he's a little person, but it's the black guy on one of his tiny little motorcycles going through the drive-thru and taking off, going out up the road.
Oh, yeah.
It was like a kid's motorcycle, but he was also a small person, too. It was, he looks like that one Globetrotter. Have you seen him? Globetrotters have a tiny guy now.
They have women on the team, too, is mixed with, you know, between sizes, genders.
Yeah.
Kind of a strange little thing to try.
Are there
around.
Any Russian Globetrotters?
God, there should be. There should be a team, at least. You will not play against us, Globetrotters. You suck.
We have harem Globetrotters here.
They probably carry guns like allegedly the 1980 Russian Olympic hockey team did. That was a story, at least. During the games.
Marcion, whatever. He said that in his book.
Rocky Marcion.
No, that's Marciano.
No, that's Dominique you're thinking of, dummy.
That's Mocianu.
No, that's... I can't keep you going with that one.
I know. It's like the Ring of Fire.
Stop this.
You can do it!
Well, I'm paging those Your Eyes Guys headlines.
Thank you. I wonder if people realize that that's actually Bella Caroli that they're making fun of when they... Did that Adam Sandler character. You can do it!
God, is it really?
Absolutely. Bella Caroli, that's, you know, that...
He was kind of...
A foreign Jimmy Johnson with a mustache.
Hey, he was kind of marred in allegations, too, there toward the end.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah, there were mistreatment allegations, if I remember correctly.
Well, if you played sports in high school or college in the 90s, there was some mistreatment going on.
Yeah, I mean, a better player. Made you a better man.
I mean, it did, you know.
If the coach is not grabbing your face mask and cussing at you.
Oklahoma's, the death run, literally, called the death run.
Now they got,
about died.
They got scheduled hydration breaks now.
Pussies.
We got it if the coach remembered, hey, give the guys some water because it's hot and it's 2-a-days out here.
Yeah. Is the death run up in the bleachers?
No.
We had a hill at Liberty.
It was rough, 100-yard run. Push-ups, 100-yard run, push-ups, 90-yard run, push-ups, 90-yard run, push-ups, 80. And then
so
guess where it ended?
100 push-ups?
It ended in the middle.
Oof. Did you see Syracuse last week? They won their game, and the coach made them do sprints.
Dude,
we
okay.
Do that.
So the one game that I ever won, we won 8-6 over Eastside, at Eastside.
Safety.
On the way back, we were in there raising hell on the bus doing that nah-nah-nah-nah, hey-hey crap. Our coach made us run when we got back.
They said you only won 8-6.
You won by 2 points. Don't celebrate this.
You know, it's probably a safety and two field goals at that.
What's a dildo?
Oh, my God.
Harris!
Some kind of baked good made with vinegar and pickles.
Ew.
You know what, though? I had to, I was going to say something funny there, but we've learned now. You don't do that anymore. All right. Good morning, everybody.
You're waking up with the Rise Guys Morning Show.
I love the Rise Guys.
Oh, yeah. The Rise Guys in the morning, man. They are hilarious.
This is the Rise Guys Morning Show.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores, fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more, plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.